praise a higher family. He is the Most High, Holy, and Eternal, King of all kings, the only true wise and living God, the Almighty. Well, I'm coming on just now with a prophetic word. And this prophetic word is addressed specifically, well, to the US government administration and to Donald Trump. We've all been watching the unfolding of recent events around the, I can really say, overall agenda. We can see quite clearly to roll back US policy to reinstitute segregation, supposedly against Black American peoples, who have now in recent times established are actually Israel in terms of their identity. By way of providing some context and understanding, we have also as a ministry been looking quite closely at this overall agenda, as we are aware it's part of a historical policy that Gentile nations have used repeatedly in their interaction with the Israelite people over the generations, and is a policy which is referred to in the Bible as the casting of the lot. So as I say, we have been looking at this extensively and have actually commenced a series about it called the MAGA series as part of the actual content and teachings for this particular channel, Israel Diaspora Report. We can see quite clearly how every policy is devised ultimately to impact Black American Yeshua-like peoples. And I would very much like to remind the US administration that these people should have actually been honored and treated with delicacy. And the word of God in Jeremiah 51 verse 34 actually tells us this. However, instead, and perhaps the US administration is not the first to have done this, or the only administration certainly, but instead, in accordance with that scripture, it's saying here that these Gentile nations had chosen alternatively to instead swallow Israel effectively. So it's saying in Jeremiah 51 verse 34, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. So here it's referring very much to Gentile nations in the times of the Gentiles as Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon. And in also having done these things to God himself directly. And the reason it's referring to Gentile nations as Nebuchadrezzar here, and this is simply because, as we've established, as part of the teachings also, we've also looked into as a ministry, again, on this channel, around the end times, Yahuwah deems the name and identity of the current global construct in which we all live to be Babylon, or Mystery Babylon. She, as we have explained, is part of an ancient system of government or rule that has existed since antiquity and first came into being under its first king, Nebuchadrezzar, or Nebuchadnezzar, who was the first king of this particular global empire or kingdom. He was the head of gold, spoken of by Daniel in Daniel chapter 2. So that today we currently live in the fourth beast iteration or system of this particular system of government or rule, under the governance of the seventh king. And we've explained the actual name of the seventh king was Constantine. and that what the name Constantine encodes is papacy. So we currently live in a global religio-political, socio-economic behemoth of a global system, of which the US is a daughter of that system, or a daughter of Babylon, essentially, of this ancient Babylonian system. So you'll see actually in the scripture, it's saying that Nebuchadrezzar is actually, well, crushing and fighting against Yahuwah. And has been swallowing up his children like a dragon, filling his belly with Yahuwah's delicates. And it also does pronounce the actual judgment for this. It goes on to say, the violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say. And this is very much what we are proclaiming at this time. The violence that the US is doing to us, or that these systems of racial violence are doing to our peoples globally, is going to be ultimately upon your own head. The reason also being, additionally, that we are now no longer officially in the times of the Gentiles. Yahuwah has wrested the kingdom out of the hands of its previous incumbents, who were the wicked, or was part of this Babylonian system, and has translated the kingdom now back to his people, back to Israel. And this also is in line with another scripture we've also looked at, an apocryphal scripture, in the book of 2 Esdras, namely 2 Esdras 6, verse 9, where it decrees, for Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. So we are currently now in a completely new dispensation or era. So Yahuwah is saying here, therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. So this very much is speaking to by a cutting off, essentially, of the life force of Babylon for these crimes. And the ultimate pronouncement, of course, in verse 37, is that Babylon shall become as heaps. So Yahuwah has said here that for all these crimes, a time will ultimately come where he will make Babylon, the nations that do these things to his people, a threshing floor, and thresh them at the point where their harvest for the things that they are doing comes to its fullness. So as I was saying, Yahuwah had declared that his people should have been treated delicately, or as a minimum, with respect. Although that's never been a feature of the interaction of many Gentile nations, let me put it that way, specifically during the times of the Gentiles. And so now we are staring down the barrels of Yahuwah's wrath and judgment coming on many nations for this particular sin. Let's just call it what it is. Now, Yahuwah is aware, because many nations whose forefathers perhaps were on the wrong side of history in this matter now turn and say, well, they surely can't be held responsible or accountable for what their forefathers have done. And Yahuwah has not been without mercy, inasmuch as he has been allowing quite a significant space for repentance. And I have in other previous messages for this channel, well, explained that probably just under 8, 9 or so years ago, I had a dream where I saw the numerals of a clock and the hands all removed. And it was very interesting to see that many Christians all over the world also had similar dreams at this particular time and began to go onto the internet also to warn. But Yahuwah is actually explaining or forewarning that we're coming to the end of an era or to the end of a cycle, if you like, in the earth. And also explained that at that time, as a ministry, we became quite active in actually going out and doing open-air evangelism, warning people everywhere that a change, a reversal was coming. And Yahuwah also broke through all the systems of darkness and removed the entire system. So Yahuwah freed and brought everybody out. And this was around the events we began to see unfold in 2020. So what many aren't aware of, because they were either able to see or were just allowed themselves to be deceived by others, was that Yahuwah, when he was granting grace and brought everybody out of the systems of darkness under which they were all bound, and gave everybody an opportunity to have come out of those systems if they'd will to at that point. But instead, they allowed themselves to be deceived, or in not wanting to come forth, they returned and renewed agreements with darkness and deceived many others also into doing the same. So the long and short of it is that now there's been a reversal. As I say, a shift in the earth and the transition of the kingdom has returned once again to Yahuwah's people, so that we're no longer in the time of the Gentiles, as per Luke 21:24, but now in the beginnings of that which followeth after, as we saw from 2 Esdras 6:9. So Yah has been speaking very, very much at this time to the Gentile nations. And it's clear that the US, in terms of the actual way that the hegemony of Western nations has been secured, particularly in the last 400 years, is the nation that has led the way through the subjugation of Yahuwah's people, and are now trying to renew the covenants with darkness to perpetuate the hegemony, is reverting to this policy again, this casting of the lot. Every policy, every executive order, we can see ultimately there being some determination, some ultimate impact on the Israelite people to push them back into the subjugation of former generations, and in so doing, even push themselves back. There's also a willingness to even enslave their own selves to enforce this policy. As I say, Yahuwah is has been speaking to these nations to release his people and to let them go free. So it is a very subtle subjugation, but nevertheless, we do see it in plain sight. Because the nations regard, as Romans 11 declares, the fall of Israel to be their prosperity. And Yahuwah again speaks of this in Romans 11, verse 12. Verse 12 to 15 explains, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, speaking of Israel, the riches of the Gentiles, the thing goes on to say, how much more their fullness? So Yahuwah is actually saying here that if the Gentile nations had at any point even caught themselves up, even during the times when they were asked to make apologies for some of the things that they had done to his people, including historically, and changed their tack and been determined to be a blessing to these people as opposed to a curse, he's actually saying that we actually have received a blessing from Yahuwah. In fact, he's saying here that if the Gentile nations generally had determined to bless his people instead of curse them, he's saying the kind of blessings that Yahuwah would have given them would have exceeded anything that they think they had secured in the times of their hegemony in ruling over them. It would have made the blessings they've secured to date, it's saying essentially in a nutshell, pale into insignificance compared to the blessings that Yahuwah would have poured upon them for blessing his people. Because, unfortunately, Gentile nations are going to find to their cost that they have been progressively over the years blessing the wrong people. They've effectively been blessing the people of the curse and cursing the people of the blessing. So they've been blessing their curses and cursing their blessings, essentially, over the past 2,000 years. And they're going to see the manifestation of that actually performed. Well, we're starting to see that already, I think. We can all clearly see. So just to verify that, he goes on to say, Romans 13 to 15, for I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. So here Paul is actually speaking. He's saying, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, I might save some of them. He's talking here about his desire that all Israel be saved and come back to a knowledge of their true identity and self and place. But in verse 15, he goes on to say something quite interesting. He says, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? So here, essentially reiterating what I just said. Have the nations instead resolved to bless the brown Yashuite people, the jewels of Yahuwah that they have in their possession, and the degree and kind of blessing he would have given to those Gentile nations, or would make, whatever blessings they think they've so far secured, pale into complete insignificance. It would have been much multiply greater, like a resurrection from the dead, almost a spiritual, dimensional blessing also they would have received. But instead they have not done that. They've actually condemned themselves to the curse and to judgment. And the ultimate consequence of that will be, as Yahuwah has said, if a thief be found, he shall restore sevenfold. It's not just the restitution, but also compensation as well, and restorative justice that is required really at this time. Proverbs 6, verses 30 to 31, goes on to say that men do not despise a thief. If he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. So as I say, this is really the point at which we now currently stand. Now we recognize as a people, we perhaps haven't made it easy for ourselves because we're not necessarily organized into a singular unified group to petition for restitution. but neither are we able to do so safely without being targeted. Because even to make this video is something I had to think about quite seriously. Because I understand fully the implications of what I am doing, essentially, and have seen what the response has been to previous people who have tried to stand up to be counted in these situations.
Which really is unacceptable.
However, my situation is not a normal one. Because this is something I'm very much sent to do. And this is part of my commission, you might want to call it, from Yahuwah. So I'm making a firm declaration
by way of a confirmation
that we're no longer in the time of the Gentiles. And so the pursuit by the US administration of these policies,
particularly now,
to oppress, to harass, and to even put themselves back in time, to reinstitute oppression, punishments, and destructions upon a people, is a very dangerous one at this time, because with they're no longer being in the times of the Gentiles, this means that the grace to repeat the crimes of the past is no longer available. So I really would warn the US administration
to be mindful that Yahuwah is watching,
to desist from these policies for their own safety. Because if they persist in these policies, they're looking at, well, a backfiring of such gargantuan proportions that will have a long-term impact on them as a nation, as a people, including in many unforeseen ways. And this is the word really of Yahuwah at this time to them. That's all that I
will say at this time.
To God be the glory. We are the repairers of the breach, as per Isaiah 58:12. Hashtag, we will restore his paths.